The top enlisted man in that battalion is Sergeant Major Robert Breeden. We heard from his daughter on this program last week, and we met him last month as he got ready to ship out to Afghanistan. This is his 13th deployment, and when we heard from him last month, he said that he's the first to admit that those deployments have cut deeply into time with his family.
My daughter was born during the first Gulf War when I was forward deployed, and now I'm missing her graduation. So there's things you miss, and there's sacrifices that are made.
Sergeant Major Breeden did miss his daughter's graduation. The ceremony was this past weekend. And Catherine Welch of member station WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina, was there.
Family has converged on the Breeden house to eat cake and watch the Breeden's only child, Rebecca, graduate. The fact that the sergeant major's gone weighs on his mother.
It's really hard that he's not here. But I know we're going to take pictures, so we'll be able to see it.
She knew she'd cry if she thought about her son. It helped that they got to talk with him that day. Sergeant Major Breeden managed to call his daughter.
I didn't really think about how he wasn't here until he called. I think about him all the time, so. And then when he calls, I don't really know what to say.
After saying goodbye, it was time to go. With her Navy cap and gown in hand, Rebecca and her mom arrive at school. They part ways in the parking lot.
Okay, you guys go over to the cafeteria and we'll go get seats. Okay?
Taking one last look at her daughter, Barbara Breeden heads toward the football field for the ceremony. Sure, she wishes her husband could be here, but she doesn't get too sentimental about it.
It's the way of the military, you know. His life changes more than ours. Ours goes on. His kind of stops.
This is not a time to cry. The graduates sit in folding chairs in the center of the football field while family and friends cram onto metal bleachers. Barbara's in the front row, surrounded by Rebecca's grandparents. They wait for Rebecca's turn.
Rebecca Marie Breeden.
Everyone pours onto the field once the ceremony ends. There are hugs and photos. Rebecca's going to college in Virginia, hoping to land a job in the arts one day. It's a less focused future than when her father graduated high school. 20 years later, his mom still remembers.
Right after he graduated, he was off. But he'd been running and practicing, so when he was ready to go, he was physically all prepared.
Prepared to enlist. Robert Breeden always knew he wanted to be a Marine. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch.